changing the sound. It's a bit like Adam's hair. You know, he keeps on changing his haircut, so you really don't know where he's at. We make, you know, our records are a bit like that. They keep on changing and moving on, I hope.
You know, sampling is very much accepted. Playing with sequences and computer music is very much accepted. So it's a much, much smaller step to add dance to that than it was to add that to what U2 was doing 5 years ago.
Mofo. I mean, for me, that's a reason to go out and play live, that song. It's an animal.
And Mofo is just so full on.
I feel that that song, in a way, it has my whole life in it, you know, that it almost sums me up as a songwriter and the reason why I'm in a band. And I guess that's pretty sad if a song can sum you up.
It's got everything that U2's always done, but it's got more, it's got kind of some fun, some throwaway stuff. And it's got a vitality that we always are attracted to.
Thank you. fantastic.
I didn't hear it.
Ah, look. Ed, he's got one up on you. Yoga's got the best the right answer. This is the best answer. You can just change it around.
Touring is about momentum. It's about moving on and seeing new places. So this is the best of both worlds.
Don't believe a devil. Don't believe his book. But the truth is not the same without the lies made up. Don't believe in excess. Success is to give. Don't believe in riches, but you should see where I live. I believe in love. Don't believe in forced entry. I don't believe in rape. But every time she passes by, wild thoughts escape. Don't believe in death row, skid row, the gangs. Don't believe in Uzi, just waiting for my hand. I believe in love. Ooh. Put this guitar up here. Come on now, turn the guitar up here. We're playing a rock and roll show. Don't believe in cocaine. Got to speak on in my head. You couldn't crack it open. Don't believe in when they tell me there ain't no cure. The rich stay healthy and the sick stay poor.
Zoo TV. Where do I start?
You know, we've stopped trying to explain ourselves to the sort of the great outdoors. I think we've got a relationship with our audience, our own audience, the U2 audience, that's quite elastic. And I think they expect us to mess with them and their perception of the group. And that's what they want. They don't want to come and see just any old U2 show. It's got to be a trip. It's got to be some kind of roller coaster ride.
You know, there's been times where I've actually taken a step back and looked at the stage and the screens and just asked myself, what are we doing? This is completely mad.
I mean, I don't want to predict the future, but I don't think it can get any bigger than this. It's far too expensive. I don't think you can get it any bigger than this. I think, if anything, we'll scale down.
It's amazing. I mean, you're like surfing, you know, that's what it's like. You're on this wave of just energy from the audience. And the adrenaline from that kind of reaction. It's the hard thing is to control the adrenaline, to stop yourself going completely nuts. So you have to hold back, you know, and almost try and relax.
By the time we get
poem. It's gonna be rockin'.
Reasons to leave home, to leave our mates, to leave our family. Mm-hmm. I think on this album, I've got 11 good reasons to leave home.
It's not like we're going to be taking these songs out on the road. I think these songs are going to be taking us out.
I mean, that's what it's about, really, you know, getting the songs in front of an audience, letting them tell you what's wrong with them.
That's where we discovered who we were as a band. It wasn't in the studio, it was live.
And we spent days playing songs as a band over and over again. And that was an incredible buzz.
Land a hand in return for base.
when we're at this point, we're trying to get everything together, it's very useful to have opinions that you trust in the room, because we can only be in one place at one time, and when we're on stage performing, we can't be out here looking at what's going on or listening to what's going on. So,
from a design point of view, it's creating a kind of tension by putting next to each other the most absurdly high-tech inventions that have ever been seen on a rock stage. You two audiences, they love all this stuff. They want to be thrilled, they want to see what we've invented. But actually, really, what they want to see is the band playing the songs.
You're working on it, and you think to yourself, well, okay, if you think this is up to the standard it needs to be, how are you going to play it live? And when you put yourself in that situation, it tells you a lot about a piece of music. And I would have to say, all great songs are great live songs.
I think the production is an enhancer.
Inside of me. And I seems not just the one.